You are Locked On Spurs, your daily San Antonio Spurs podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome to Locked On Spurs, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. I'm your host, Jeff Garcia of News 4 San Antonio and Fox 29 San Antonio Spurs, and I'm glad you are back. And for those of y'all who are new, welcome to the show. Welcome to the Locked On family. And make sure to go check out all the NBA shows on the Locked On Podcast Network. It's about that time. Playoffs are right around the corner. Catch up on all the latest on not only what the Spurs are doing right here on Los, but everywhere else from Celtics to Cavaliers, you name it. It's covered on the Locked On Podcast Network. And maybe you hopped on the show where we're just going to be kicking tables and throwing chairs out the window and throwing TVs out the door because your Spurs are not looking good and is coming at the horrific right now for their schedule. Look, they pretty much got embarrassed twice in LA, losing to the Clippers 113-110, losing in overtime versus the Lakers. Yeah, the Lakers 112-122. And by the way, the Lakers swept the Spurs in the regular season. And in a nutshell, this is the worst time this team can be playing like this. This is the worst time that they could be showing this type of play late in the season. You know, Joe and Tyler, I'm going to introduce them in a few seconds, but they're going to talk about it. The worst time. They're fighting for the playoff lives. And these two losses did not help that cause whatsoever. Records are being broken in the wrong way from bad road record for the first time in years. Their 50 win season is done. That got snapped. It's just not looking good right now. It's looking bad for the Spurs. So basically that's what we're going to talk about. WTF with the Spurs right now. And with that, I'm going to introduce the panel for today. Obviously, you know him, you love him. Joe Garcia of Two Shots Podcast and Tyler Clerken, who helps me out at the Spurs Zone on News 4 San Antonio and Fox 29 San Antonio. He's a contributor there. Guys, before we give into our one take of what is going on with this team right now, give me your overall thoughts. I'm going to start with you, Joe. What the heck is going on with this team?
Oh, man, this Spurs team, I tell you. You know, with this loss that they had against the Lakers yesterday, this loss reeks. I mean, it stunk. It was like coming upon a dirty, stinky diaper on the west side of San Antonio when you arrive at the HEB parking lot on a hot summer day. You know, it stunk real bad. And I think you know what I'm talking about, Jeff.
Oh, yeah. You hit out, you go to HEB, whether it be on General McClellan or on Military Drive, you always find that one random diaper.
Yeah.
And that's pretty much what is in right now in San Antonio. But, Joe, you know, before we pass it on to Tyler, You describe it as a stinky diaper, but with a stinky diaper, that's easily set aside. You can kick it off. You can throw it in the garbage can. Why do I feel like you can't do this right now with the Spurs losses?
Well, it's very simple. The reason that you can't do that with the Spurs losses is that even from the beginning of the season, Spurs play great at home. They have troubles. They have a lot of trouble on the road. And the simple reason for that is Spurs cannot close out teams in the third and fourth quarters. And it boils down to one very important thing. The Spurs right now, and even in the beginning of the season, they're just not mentally tough when it comes to closing out teams on the road. That's the bottom line.
Tyler, what are your overall thoughts before you give us your one reason why the Spurs are playing like you know what right now? My goodness, Tyler, really? I mean, blowing the leads, getting punked by the Lakers. I mean, come on, Tyler. I mean, these are two teams on paper the Spurs should have handled pretty easily, and especially against a Lakers team that did not have Lonzo Ball. Say what you will about his play this season, but nevertheless, they're down one less man and Brandon Ingram. I mean, come on, Tyler. What is going on with this team?
You know, it's just for me, I'm just still shocked. You know, like even hearing it again, I watched the game last night, and just even hearing that they lost to those two teams, I'm just like, I don't even know what's going on. What Joe said was a perfect description of that, but I'd like to add on to it and say that it's just embarrassing at this point. I mean, going into the season, the Spurs were looked at to have kind of a struggle of a year, and that's understandable, but we never knew it would ever bloom to be something like this with all the Kawhi injuries to other players. I mean, just everything that's going on right now, it's just embarrassing. this organization has been successful for so many years, and to see this happen, it's just like, I don't even know. I can't even fathom. I can't even put it into words like what I feel when I like watch this team.
It's funny, guys, because prior to the Clippers game and prior to the Lakers game, I kid you not, somebody asked me, what do you think is going to happen? Do you think they're going to win? I actually said no. I said they're not going to win, and I hated to be right, but it's just right now, I think this team is just not mentally there, and I think that is now affecting them on the court. I think they're tired.
You know, Jeff, I hate to cut you off here, but I wanted to point out last night I was watching the game, the Lakers game, and I said the exact same thing. I was watching it with my roommate, and I looked at him, and I was like, they're going to lose this game. And he was like, no way. And I was like, dude, I'm telling you, I've been watching them all year. They're going to lose this game. So that's why you said that.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, and it's not – I don't blame you for having that thought, Tyler, because the way they've been playing, especially on the road, they just don't bring it on the road, and they just lack something. And the horrible thing about this, Joe, is if they do make the playoffs, Joe, they're going to have to win on that road. And as a, if that happens and they're likely not to get home court advantage, it's going to be a quick exit, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, no doubt. You know, it's going to be a real quick exit. At this point in time, given that they've lost to the Lakers and they lost to the Clippers and back-to-back losses, I dare say that at this point, the Spurs have no business even making the playoffs. You know, I think it would be a better lesson for them to not make the playoffs. That way they play even harder next season. But however, what's going to happen is more than likely they're going to come in at a six or a fifth seed. And you know what? When they start this playoff series, whoever they're going to play, and they start it off on the road, they're going to get wrecked. They're going to have a hard time closing out series when you can't win anything on the road.
Indeed. I'm not too familiar with this, guys. You guys are much more smarter than me. What is going on with that? Do they have to win out to at least get a spot, or do they need help? How does this work, Tyler?
Go ahead.
I mean, for me personally, when I look at the whole situation, like, I can't even really like picture what has to happen for each team to make it out. All I can say is, like, right now, from personally speaking, I don't know all the stats or facts or anything that goes into it. I think in order for them to 100% secure their playoff spot, that they have to just absolutely win out. And I feel like that's super obvious, but I feel like that's like the number one thing they can really do right now, just to 100% guarantee themselves to get in.
Joe, what is the other side to that? Do they have to win at least two? Do they need help? Is it just simple as win out?
No, it's not as simple as winning out. Basically, what the Spurs are in control of is they're in control of claiming a playoff berth. But in order to do that, they need to win at least two out of their last three games. If they win at least one game, they're going to need help from other teams, you know, from either, you know, the other teams that are going to be in the lower tier.
Like Denver, right?
Like Denver, you know, they're probably going to have to rely on a Utah Jazz team, the, you know, the Minnesota Timberwolves. You know, something's going to have to happen. The Pelicans, for example. But, I mean, you can't put your fate in other people's hands. When you do that, you're just playing for, you know, messing with fire. And you're going to wind up getting burned. And kind of what I feel is really going to happen is that the Spurs are more than likely going to win against the Sacramento Kings. I don't have them winning against the Portland Trailblazers coming up on Saturday. I do have them winning against the Kings. So you know what that sets them up for? In order to claim your playoff berth, you're going to hit the road and you're going to have to play the New Orleans Pelicans in New Orleans and, you know, the Smoothie King Center. And you know what? If that's not scary enough, then the King Cake Baby should scare the heck out of you.
Well, here's the thing, guys. Now, before we get into our takes about what in the world specifically is going on with this team at the wrong time, Joe, you brought it up, you know, about how, you know, controlling their fate and getting some teams to help them out. You know, it's funny. I never thought I'd be in a situation where I could. I'm gonna say this. I actually can see them losing to the Kings. No joke. I can see them losing to the. I can actually see them losing to, like you said, two of the next three, and I would not be surprised if they drop all three. I mean, is that bad of me to think? Am I going too far, Tyler? I mean, is it out of the spectrum that they can go 0-3 in the next three games?
I mean, anything can happen. But realistically speaking, when I think of these games, I don't think there's a chance that they lose to the Kings. I've watched the Kings play, and they are just not the best ball club this season. So, but I mean, like you said, I mean, they could go 0-3, especially with how they've been playing. I mean, they've lost two back-to-back games against two LA teams that are just they shouldn't be losing to, and the mm-hmm. fact that they did that, I can see why you think that. So I'm not going to sit here and call you crazy for thinking that, but I personally don't think they will myself, no.
Well, look, it's not like the Spurs are giving me or maybe you two any great boost of confidence in their play right now, despite considering the fact of how they played of late heading into the Portland game. So things are shaky right now with your San Antonio Spurs. Their playoff lives are really on thin ice, really bad. They have a very small margin of error. As a matter of fact, Pau Gasol touched on that following the loss of the Lakers. When he told the media pool, quote, it just gets slimmer and slimmer, he's referring to the margin of error, as the games that are left are less. We play two games at home, which is good news, because at home we've been pretty strong as one of the best in the league, but they're not going to be easy, end quote. So he's recognizing the fact that they're not out of the woods yet, and they got some tough teams, as all three of us talked about, maybe less the Kings. All right, so what is going on? Why are they playing this way? What are the reasons? Can they be fixed? Are they correctable? So now we're going to give you one take, one reason why the Spurs are playing like a piece of you-know-what right now. Tyler, kick us off. What in the world is going on with this team?
Whenever I was watching the game last night and the game was coming down to the final minutes, there was one thing that stood out to me the most. And that was the fact that we have nobody else besides LaMarcus Aldridge that we can rely on. And we touched on this last time in our last pod that we all did together about letting Patty Mills take the shot. And we all talked about how Joe and I mainly would not trust Patty. But in the sense, like, if it came down to it and it happened, I'd be like, whatever. You know, I'm not going to be mad about it, but I just wouldn't do that. But then you have to sit down and think, like, well, who can? Like, who is going to be able to step up and play well whenever LaMarcus Aldridge is getting double teamed every time he gets the ball? You have players like Rudy Gay, or it's sad that I told my roommate this last night when I was watching the game. It's sad that we have to rely on a 40-year-old Manu Ginobili to come bail us out. Mm-hmm. If you really sit down and think about it, how many times has he been in that moment in the late games this season and delivered? And it's like, yeah, that's great. But what happens if he's not out there? Like, for example, last night he had to take a rest. So who can the Spurs rely on? And that answer for me is right now, nobody. LaMarcus is the best player on that team by far that's active. And the fact that every team in the league knows that we want to go through him just sets up a disaster, because as soon as he touches the ball, we saw it time and time again. He grabs the ball, double, just immediately double teamed. And then he has to look around and it causes turnovers. I mean, last night we saw him throw the ball away. He's trying to pass it to Patty. It's like, what can this first team do? Mm-hmm. And to me, that's the 100% the biggest reason why I feel like they're losing these games in these late game scenarios, is the fact that they don't have anyone. Rudy Gay should be a team or a player that can step up in those moments. He has so much experience. We've seen him score the ball in so many different ways. I mean, sometimes, yeah, his jump shot might be a little broke, but he can still score the basketball. And that's what we need. Our offense has been lacking so bad this season. And then whenever you add in the fact that we need offense the most in these situations, mm-hmm. we're not going to get it. So yeah, like to see them lose these games, I'm not surprised, but to me, that's the biggest reason why they are losing right now.
Joe, what do you think about Tyler's point, the lack of help for LaMarcus?
No, he's right on with that, because if you see what happened at the end of the, you know, at the end of the game, the Lakers basically just started double and triple teaming LaMarcus Aldridge. And once they did that, they knew the Spurs were just a one trick pony. Nobody else was stepping up and knocking down shots. And it got even worse in the overtime period, because the Spurs, I believe, they only scored like 4 points, you know, in that whole overtime mm-hmm. period. And it was because they got a healthy dose of the same. Lakers were just mm-hmm. double and triple teaming LaMarcus Aldridge. No one else could knock down a shot. They, you know, the Spurs had chances. And what did they do with it? They fumbled it away. You had turnovers. You had people shooting bricks. You know, they were shooting shots that they shouldn't even have taken. I mean, they weren't even set. You know, they didn't even have time to get in their offensive sets. They didn't, the offense wasn't flowing. It was just stagnant, especially when they were mm-hmm. double and triple teaming LaMarcus Aldridge. But on the flip side of that, you know, you have to have something has to give in the lineup change. And to me, the lineup change, they need to insert Rudy Gay as a starter, and they need to take out Danny Green and have him come off the bench, because right now you need you need somebody else to help LaMarcus. You need an offensive threat. And if it's just LaMarcus by himself to start off the game, that's a lot. You're asking him to do a lot of things. And the thing with LaMarcus is he's shown tendencies that he's not mentally tough as well. If you get him out of his game and he misses the first maybe three or four shots to start the game, he's already going to be done for the rest of the game. He's even said that himself. When his shot doesn't fall in the beginning of the game, it takes him out of it mentally. And he needs some help. So my thing is, just have Danny Green come off the bench. I mean, what's the worst he can do other than maybe knock down a couple threes and he'll still help the bench production? Because the bench production was horrendous, I believe, against the Clippers and even against the Lakers. It was questionable. You know, you really haven't had much off of the bench. I don't know what's going on with them, but something needs to change. And I think it needs to be a lineup change. And the Spurs have gotten away from playing transition defense. Where was that yesterday? It disappeared. Because you know what?
Yeah.
This Lakers team just ran all over them, man. They could not stop them. Yeah. And that's a Achilles heel with the Spurs. When they don't get back on transition defense, it's a short night.
Yeah, you're not the only one who brought this up, Tyler, as far as getting LMA some help. Pau Gasol, again, he addressed this issue after the loss to the Lakers in overtime when he said, LaMarcus, they were double teaming him. They were sending two guys. So he does what he's supposed to do, get rid of the ball. And now it's up to the rest of the players to attack and make plays. So, Pau Gasol, at least he recognizing the fact that, you know, somebody else needs to step up and give LaMarcus maybe some breathing room where he can take a break and, you know, not have to carry the load on the offensive end. So, yeah, getting LMA some help would be a great start. And that is one of the big reasons why they have dropped two in a row. All right, I'm going to go next, and I'm going to say, guys, the last time I checked, I thought the Spurs were number one in points, opponent points per game. I thought that was true because apparently in the last two games, they really haven't shown that. Look, they gave up 113 points to the Clippers. They gave up 122 points to the Lakers. Headed into that Lakers game, they were number one in opponent points per game at 99.4. And the last two games, they're allowing 117.5 points per game. Plain and simple, they need to go back to their bread and butter defense. Look, they're not talented offensively, less LaMarcus Aldridge. We know that. The Spurs recognize that. Manu Ginobili talked about it recently when he said this team is not talented. But he also said they're really good on defense. They've gotten away from that big time. 117.5 points per game allowed in the last two games against inferior competition. And as I mentioned, a Lakers team that didn't have two of their players and they were down two men and you let a rookie pretty much run all over you, Kyle Kuzma, not good at all. Their defense has vanished. That is one of the big reasons why this Spurs team is looking like you know what right now. They need to go back to that, back to what got them a decent record and was keeping them afloat right now outside of LaMarcus. Bring the defense. That's the biggest issue right now I see with this team is lack of D. Tyler?
You know, Jeff, that's a great point. I didn't know all the statistics, and that's kind of scary now that you put that in my head. But I want to kind of bring this back to maybe this is due to their lack of leadership. Because I feel like back whenever they were just a great team and consistently winning and putting themselves in positions to possibly win it all, they had Tim Duncan, they had Ginobili, and they had Tony Parker. Those three players who are always going to be associated with the Spurs, and they're always going to be able to be great vocal leaders, who could tell these guys, like, hey, this isn't our game. You know, like, we're not going to go out there and score like the Houston Rockets of today. You know, we're not going to hit all these three-pointers and do flashy stuff. You know, like, we win because we play textbook basketball. And a quote that's always thrown around in basketball is defense wins championships. And right now, this first team's not playing defense. Those statistics that you threw at me right there, Jeff, just completely stuck in my head. And the fact that that's even a thing, the fact that they're losing these games now just is completely understandable, you know?
Well, it's also baffling. I don't mean to interrupt you. is that they were just coming off a big win over the Houston Rockets, and they held them to under 100 points. I believe it was like 83 points allowed by Houston. It's just baffling. It's like they shot their load in one game and then they retired for the next game. That's what it felt like. But
they won that at home, Jeff. That's the thing. That's the key. That was a home game.
But the defense should be constant, though. Well, you're right. You're right. No, I take that back. You're absolutely right. That was a home game. You look at it, maybe their later losses prior to these two losses against both LA teams. You know, they at Milwaukee on the road, they gave up 106 points. At Washington on the road, they gave up 116. But then they come back home to Oklahoma to face Oklahoma, and they only allow them 99, then 83, and then they go back on the road. It's just their defense is just out of whack right now. Yeah. They just got to play consistently defensively. All right, Joe, take us home. What is another reason why the Spurs are playing like you know what right now?
Again, man, I got to get back to it. The Spurs team is soft right now. That's what it boils down to, because mentally they're out of sorts. And you see that all the time, especially when they're on the road. You know, when they're at home.
The S word. I can't believe you use the S word. Only Pop uses the S word.
Yeah, they're soft, man. And you gotta really look at this team and see that. You know, when they have adversity that comes up against them, they kind of fold. You know, and that's exactly what happened yesterday. They had adversity come up against them, against the, you know, the Los Angeles Lakers. And what did they do? They folded, man. They had a chance to win this game that they really needed in overtime. And they looked out of sorts. They looked confused. They were looking at each other for answers. No one had an answer to what we got to do to win this game. Everybody just, they just didn't seem like they really wanted this game. They didn't play like they did, you know? And if you would have put in the effort and you played great defense, but you still lost, hey, I can live with that. But when you're not playing defense and you allow yourselves to get beat by these inferior teams that have no shot at making the playoffs, to me, that just screams of softness, you know, and they're softer than wet cake right now, you know, and if they can't fix this issue, it's going to be one and done, you know, and they more than likely, if they can't recover from these two critical losses, I dare say they won't even make the playoffs. They're gonna have to have a come to Jesus moment. You know, they had a players only meeting. You know what, guys? It's time for you all to have another one, and this one needs to get nasty. It needs to get dirty, and I think players need to go in there in that locker room and call each other out. Because if they don't do something like that and something drastic happens, doesn't happen soon, you've lost the season. You're out.
Well, maybe Popovich can direct Manu and Tony to call out the team, as supposedly they're doing right now with Kawhi Leonard. But this is, you know, obviously I'm all kidding aside, you know, this is a big issue, Joe. And you're right. I think sometimes I've been critical of this team for years now, that it's been a long time since they had a Steven Jackson or a Mario Elie or an Avery Johnson as somebody that'll get in each other's face as the leader on the floor.
They don't have an enforcer.
They don't even have an enforcer, I mean, at all. And the closest you got is Bertans, and he doesn't even get time. That's the closest you got to an enforcer right now. But this has been echoed by LaMarcus Aldridge as well, as far as, you know, playing with some fire against the Lakers. After following the game, he says, quote, they need to play with a sense of urgency. And he went on to say other little tidbits here, quotes. He said, start dialing it up a little bit more. You know, he's using phrases like that, you know, taking care of business, no excuses. So I think he's aware of it. I think the Spurs are aware of it, that they got to play with some fire, some passion. It's been a long time. I need to see passion out of that. You see it every once in a while from like Patty Mills when he hits a three, or you see it from Kyle Anderson sometimes. But it's far and few between. And I think that get nasty phrase that Popovich coined seasons ago, they need to really live it. And oh my goodness, Joe, Tyler, if you were to see this Spurs team play smash mouth basketball, I don't know about you, but I would be loving it. What about you, Tyler?
Yeah, I mean, something's got to be done. Like, Joe perfectly describes them as being soft, and soft is a word that a lot of people use, but like for this situation, it is the only word that I feel like you could use, because like he said, you, they're just like a deer in the headlights. You know, you watch them play and they're out there. It's like they don't even want the ball sometimes. Like, they'll bring the ball down and just look at LaMarcus and just throw it to him and just stand there. And it's like, what are you guys doing? You're not going to win games by just standing around and like afraid. I feel like a big reason that they're kind of soft or afraid or whatever you want to call it is they've never been in this situation before, or not at least for a long time. You know, they're fighting for a playoff spot. When was the last time that you remember the Spurs fighting for a playoff spot? Usually they're fighting for a chance to win the NBA title. No, not this year. They're looking for a spot in the playoffs. And they're like, that can do wonders for your mental game, in my eyes anyway. They could be just sitting there like, well, I don't know what to do, or what should we do here? And like that comes back to the leadership, you know, like, or the enforcer. That was a good word to use. There's no one there that can say, like, we have to do this. This is what we're going to do. We need to go out here and play like this. And I want to see him be aggressive or like nasty, like you said. Like, I want to see him just go out there and try to just destroy every team. And it kind of makes me go back and think when LeBron James was in high school, right? They lost their state championship in their junior year. They came back that next year, and LeBron and the whole team just came out and made it a point to destroy everybody that they played. It doesn't matter if they were 0-30, 30-0. You know, they were like, we're going to come out here, and we're going to do absolutely everything possible to win this game. And I feel like that's what the Spurs need right now. And because they're not doing it right now. I mean, like I said, it's like they don't even want to win games at this point.
You know, Joe, before I give you the final word here, Kyle Kuzma, the Lakers rookie, after the game was asked about sweeping the Spurs. And his quote is something I wish any Spur would say following a game and a big win. If they did it against the Rockets when they beat them recently in San Antonio, I would have loved for any Spur to say this, but we know the Spurs won't say that because they, you know, the whole you win with class, and I get that. Yes, sportsmanship. But listen to this. So as I mentioned, Kuzma was asked, hey, you just swept the Spurs. Your thoughts? And he says, quote, whew, I wish they did. Oh, my goodness. I wish the Spurs would say this sometimes. So then he went on to talk about his mentality, you know, to start that overtime period and then, of course, sweeping the Spurs. He says, just to kill them, just to try to win. I didn't want to lose that game. We've been losing the past couple of games, so I just tried to kill. My goodness. I would love for the Spurs to have that type of mentality. Joe?
Yeah, I would love to have, you know, them have that mentality too. But you know where all this starts from? It ends and it stops with one person. And I'm going to call Coach Pop out right now. And you know what? He needs to stop cuddling this team and treating them like babies. And he needs to start laying into them, and he needs to go and, you know, call them out in the media at the end of games and say, you know what, you know, if they played better, if so and so would have done this or so and so would have done that. And you know what it all boils down to at the end of the day? Pop needs to have that come to Jesus moment with the team and say, you know what, guys, it all starts with accountability. You know what, if you blew this game, you got to let your teammates know and look them in the face and tell them, why did you all blow this game? What happened? You know, be accountable for your actions. If you blew a play, you didn't play hard enough, man up to it and say, I'll do better. Don't just say, well, it was just one of those games, you know, we'll just have to learn and we'll do better next time. You know what? You've had opportunities to do better all season, and it hasn't transpired. It hasn't happened. So you know what? Pop needs to take these rings, and you know what? He needs to say, accountability, guys. I'm no longer going to be your daddy. I'm not going to be holding back anymore. He just needs to lay into them, and he needs to call them out. You know, that's the only way that this is going to get fixed. And he has to be that daddy figure. He has to get that nasty. And you know what? If the Spurs need nasty right now, they need that from Coach Pop. He needs to fire them up.
That he does, and a lot more. Now, the good news is, Joe Tyler, is that they are going home for two of the last three games, as you mentioned, Joe, and that helps their cause, you know. But they still got some work to do. You know, Blazers are no joke. They're one of the top teams in the West. You got the Pelicans, Anthony Davis, who pretty much just whips up on the Spurs every time he plays. And of course, the Spurs are just not looking good heading into the stretch run of these next three games. Hopefully, the Spurs will turn things around, and we will see them in the postseason. Crossing fingers. But is it just me, guys, or maybe there's a segment of Spurs fans who kind of don't want to see them go to the postseason out of fear of embarrassment. I mean, imagine them getting swept in that first round. That would not be good. But those are our thoughts on WTF with the Spurs right now. But we want to hear what you have to say. Email me at jeffgarcia74@gmail.com. Follow me on Twitter at @JeffGSpursZone. Of course, go to the Spurs Zone at News 4 San Antonio and Fox 29 San Antonio. Tyler, hit them up. What's going on? Where can they talk to you?
You can follow me on Twitter at TylerClerkin_5. I tweet out all my articles as well as my colleagues' articles. So give me a follow. You could read some of our stuff and we could talk Spurs basketball.
Yeah, that's right. I think you recently had a article, a real good one too, about Rudy Gay and why he chose the Spurs, and kind of revolves around what could not happen this season. But go check out Tyler's article on Rudy Gay and why he picked the Spurs at the Spurs Zone on News 4 San Antonio and Fox29SanAntonio.com. Joe, you're up.
You can check us out at Two Shots Podcast, which is spelled out TWOSHOTS Podcast, on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And you can also check us out on the World Wide Web at www.twoshotssa.com.
Go check out Joe's show. It's really entertaining and pretty much... you know, Joe, I think you're a little bit more, how can I say this, vicious with the Spurs when you're on your hosting your show than maybe we are here. But go to listen to Joe's podcast all about the silver and black. But for Joe Garcia and Tyler Clerkin, I am Jeff Garcia, and us three, we're going to put a lock on this episode of Locked On Spurs.